America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoppa.
All right, time to introduce a new segment into the show that we will be doing every once in a while.
Exciting.
We like to call it Audio Hashtag. And why do we call it Audio Hashtag? You go on Twitter nowadays, and you'll see that people start these little games and contests. They'll come up with a funny little thought with a hashtag in front of it, and then people are encouraged to follow it up with an answer.
Okay.
So, Airbnb. It is the Uber of the hotel industry.
That's right.
You don't want to stay at a Hyatt. You don't want to stay at a Hampton Inn. What do? You stay in somebody's house.
Mm-hmm.
Not my cup of tea.
No,
don't know about you.
Not my thing.
I like a hotel that's regulated and clean, not somebody's house with a bedroom they don't know what to do with. So, this week's audio hashtag, things you never want to hear from your Airbnb host. The way it works, you tap your Airbnb app, you find out you're going to the Jones's house, you get to the Jones's house, and you don't need Mrs. Jones saying some of these things. Now, you'll be encouraged to tweet us back with some of your own, but these are some we came up with. All right, number one. That's not a bed bug. It's a flea.
Oh, okay.
That's a big, big difference.
I feel so much better about that now.
Because the bed bug bites the fleas. Well, they make you itch, but they don't necessarily bite you. They bite the dog or the cat.
Next.
You may want to use that brush and give a quick clean to the toilet first.
Oh, okay, so I've never stayed at a Airbnb, whatever.
Good for you. That's why we work together.
Are they
it's a house.
Obligated to clean?
No.
Or are they just like, hey, as is condition.
They're taking your $17 and you're staying in the house. Now,
weird.
The suggestion in this is, well, you may want to use that brush and give a quick clean to the toilet first. No, it doesn't matter that Cousin Fred just exploded in the bathroom an hour and a half before.
Gross.
But if you want to, if you feel you may want to grab the brush and just give it a quick scrub around before you decide to take care of business.
Oh, my goodness.
Again, our audio hashtag, these are things you never want to hear from your Airbnb host. The next one, up the stairs, second door on the left, but climb into bed softly because Uncle Ernie is already asleep.
Oh, Uncle Ernie.
You don't know. What if you're expected to share a room with somebody? Share a bed with somebody. It's a king-size bed. It's okay.
Oh.
But Uncle Ernie is a bit of a roller, so he may end up coming across that line of demarcation a couple of times.
Are these real? Does this actually happen?
It's a bit I wrote as you were doing the entertainment report. I did this, but plausibly these things can happen.
I'm like, wait a minute, is this like a real thing?
All right, we step away from the bit for a minute. No, these are real.
All right, fine.
It's comedy. Come on, it's comedy. It's big time national radio comedy here. But it could happen at Airbnb. You're walking into somebody's house. You don't know what the hell's going on.
Mm.
What they say goes. The next one. Any chance you can help hold my kid down as I give him his pill tonight?
Oh.
You're moving in with this family for one night. You're becoming a part of the family.
They expect you to...
There could be a reasonable exchange of labor.
They want you in their routine.
Right. It's intimated that, you know what? You may need to do certain
things. It's in the fine print.
How about this one? Number five. That's a fine bed. My husband died in that bed.
Oh.
That's a real solid mattress.
How long ago?
2 weeks ago. There's still dead skin cells.
Gross.
Yes, enjoy yourself.
So gross.
Number six, feel free to grab the half-eaten sandwich in the fridge tomorrow morning. Because you normally have kitchen privileges.
Right.
You may get to have some V8. You may get to make yourself some toast in the morning.
New definition of continental
That's
breakfast.
Right. See that? Right. Because that's the big thing. All the hotels, you get a nice... Hampton Inn gives a really nice breakfast. I stay there a lot. But anyway.
Okay.
But in Airbnb, when you're staying with Mrs. Jones, the more she can offer, the more successful of an Airbnb-er she's going to be. Number seven, I hope you brought toilet paper.
Oh.
What if they're out? There's no guarantee. She may have not had a chance to run down to the Acme to buy some.
That's true.
And if you don't have any, you are out of luck.
Yes, you
are. Fill in the blank there to get the real comic effect. She got it and she laughed. Number eight, can you scratch my back?
No, absolutely not.
There could be some implied physical favors here.
Gross.
That's therapeutic. It's not anything else. You're walking by. You know what? She's watching TV. You're headed up to bed. It's 10 o'clock at night. Little scratch here and there. It's part of the package.
Is it the fleas?
Could be the fleas. Could be the dead skin from the husband in the bed.
That's true.
We're wrapping the whole thing up here. Number nine. Come on down at 8 o'clock. We're doing a Duck Dynasty binge tonight. You get entertainment with this as well.
I'm less offended by this, depending on the show.
Really?
I'd be down for that, I think.
You would be down for a Duck Dynasty binge?
Depending on the show.
Game of Thrones, boom, you're there.
In.
Walking Dead, boom, you're
In.
There. X-Files, boom, you're there.
In.
And the last one, you had your flu shot this year, right?
Have you gotten vaccinated? Depends on what country you're in.
Right.
Have you gotten your shots?
Have you gotten all your shots? Because you know what? The 13-year-old's got some unidentifiable fungus growing on the lip. We don't know what it is.
Oh.
Doctor says
on the
should
lip.
Be okay, but you may not want to use any of the utensils. All right. So again, that's
so
this week's audio hashtag. You can follow us on Twitter. Let us know your own at Ed Kalenge.
At Christina Stoffo.
And let us know those. And but still, Airbnb, not for me. One of the TV spots they did for it was a woman in New York City who in Brooklyn opened her home up to folks. It was her, her adult son, and her teenage son, and how it's helped her make ends meet. And we love meeting people from all over the world and all over the country. So when they come to New York, they stay with us.
But there's no background check. There's no, you know, proof that this person isn't going to come at you with a machete.
Not a one. Nope. Anything could happen. Tread with caution.
Sorry.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know an easy way that'll teach your child the meaning of time? Common problem, hear it all the time. Many parents know that when you give little Johnny 5 minutes, he seems to take 15. Apparently, he does not know how to tell time. So, should you give him a digital watch or one with hands? Here's the science of it. A digital watch, one that just flashes the time out there, is a no-brainer. Any kid can tell time with it. But a watch with a big hand and a little hand teaches the concept of time, including amount, meaning, and quality of time. As the child watches the big hand move, they spatially and intuitively learn how much time is eaten up in 5 minutes. What's the cheap psych trick? Children must be taught exactly how much time is, and a watch with hands does just that. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She's regarded as one of the hardest-hitting female tennis players of all time, winning 4 Grand Slam titles, 2 each in singles and doubles. However, a bad fall at a tournament in 2006 cut her career short.
Oh, Pierce is down, and she's done some real damage.
So where is Mary Pierce now? These days, Mary spends her time at her homes in France and on the small African island of Mauritius. It was in Mauritius that Mary recently took on coaching. And two of her young proteges, Emmanuel Debeer and Amaury Debeer, are already competing on an international level. The Tennis Channel recently ranked Mary among the 100 greatest players of all time.
And Mary Pierce is the French Open champion.
Mary Pierce, a true ace. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.